Jane Kimmel educating on Clarissa Lavadier, L-A-V-E-R-D-I-E-R-E. Date of birth is June 1st, 1934. I saw Mrs. Lavadier today for initial consultation regarding her diabetes management. She is a 78-year-old female who was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes in 1982. She also has coronary artery disease, hypertension, gastroesophageal reflux disease, osteoporosis, osteoarthritis, diabetic peripheral neuropathy. She has had a right total knee replacement, a coronary artery bypass surgery, and a right carotid endarterectomy. For diabetes, she is currently on Lantus 24 units each evening and Novolog 5 units with meals, plus 1 unit for every 50 milligrams per deciliter glucose greater than 100. The patient is inquiring about possibly switching to Levemir therapy because of its association with less weight gain. The patient has a one-touch glucometer and checks her blood glucose 4 times per day. Her fasting blood sugar averages between 90 and 100 most mornings. Her blood sugars during the day usually average greater than 150. Her latest hemoglobin A1C is 8.8%. She endorses some polyuria. She denies any polydipsia, polyphagia, or blurry vision, although she does state that she has double vision. This is currently being evaluated by her ophthalmologist. She denies any significant changes in her weight regarding her diet. She is non-compliant with a diabetic diet. She exercises very little, secondary to severe back pain. Her last eye appointment was December of 2012. Notably, the patient has a very low C-peptide level of less than 0.2. Her osteoporosis, she is receiving a yearly reclast injection she is currently on calcium and vitamin D supplementation. Plan number one for her diabetes, we will increase her Lantus, we will change her Lantus to Levemir and increase her dose to 26 units each evening and increase her Novolog to 6 units before each meal plus 1 unit for every 50 milligrams per deciliter glucose greater than 150. Number two, for her osteoporosis, she is to continue with her calcium and vitamin D supplementation as well as her yearly reclast infusion. Number three, for her hypertension, continue nifedipine, extended release, 30 milligrams daily, as well as metoprolol, extended release, 50 milligrams twice daily, and losartan, 25 milligrams daily. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.